The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
2 o'clock on the dot. Players Lounge, let's ride.
We all here, baby.
2 o'clock.
Two o'clock on the dot.
Central time zone, okay.
Yeah.
Barry Church is Barry is where?
He should be here.
Oh, man. His watch, he forgot to set it back.
See, the man got away from Tom Coughlin and just you know, no whole matter. Life like that, man. Whole life like that, man. Barry Church. Okay.
That's funny, man.
All right. But hey, Danny McCray's here. Hecma Harrison's here. I'm Nui Scruggs. We're here. Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos. Barry said, what, three minutes late?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three, four minutes.
All right, so we'll start and you can let him jump on in here. Beginning of the game in San Francisco. Where do we look to for improvement for this team next year? Who are guys you say you need to be better, you need to contribute? Oh, by the way, as the NFL Network is starting to air the divisional playoff game between the 49ers and the Cowboys right now.
I mean, we all got to start with four.
Okay.
You got to start with four. Your quarterback has to play better. Okay. He is, and I say that because we know he is a better player than what he showed in that game, what he showed in the Washington game, and a lot of times throughout the season with leading the league in giving the ball away. If Zeke is on this roster next year, he needs to play better. I think Zeke can still be more explosive than he was. I would love to see Zeke be more explosive than he was. And I want to see Michael Gallup be healthy. I want to see what he looks like when he's back healthy, full, because he was coming off the ACL this year. We all know it takes a little time to kind of get back into the swing of things. So offensively, I want to see those guys play better. I got nothing to say about Tank Lawrence. I love the way that Tank played, especially coming on at the end of the season, the way he played in the San Francisco game.
Right.
What more can you ask for Michael Parsons?
Nothing more.
I mean, you want him to get first team All-Pro again? I want him to be the defensive MVP. I want him to be the defensive player of the year. That's what I want. Trayvon Diggs. Yeah, everybody can always get better. Give me some more picks. But, yeah, you had a hell of a season. I want to see De'Ron Bland, grow into his second year as well. So, defensively, I love it. Offensively, I think we still got some things to work on, but I think we could be better.
Well, hell, I didn't know you was going to handle everybody all at once.
I'm sorry. I was just
messing with you. You know what? When you posed the question, I thought, man, come on, man. Knew he get us with another gotcha question. Who we think needs to be that person. But honestly, Nui, everybody that you just said, Danny, I think it starts with four. Obviously, he has to be better. But if I could just pinpoint someone on our offensive line, Tyler Smith, who was outstanding. He needs to be better. And what I'm saying, just all these little nuances to make him that elite left tackle that the Dallas Cowboys need. We need to reload at the offensive line position.
I'm going to say, that's what he's going to be, a left tackle?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's already kind of...
I don't know.
We okay. Know. I just thought that answered itself throughout the season, and especially in the way that you had to maneuver in the playoffs. But he has to be better. He needs to erase that question around him, because we see how good he can be. He's a guy that, he just needs to take the next step to be better. But everybody that you just outlined, defensively, our defensive line, Osa Odighizuwa, I'm going to ask him to be better. But I don't know where is the ceiling for him, because he flashed, he did some really great things, and I don't know if you would have went into that San Francisco game expecting to see superior play out of your defensive tackles the way that you did. Those guys balled out. They did a good job, and especially with all season long, that being our Achilles heel is how many runs we gave, the rushing yards that we gave up. But those are just two positions that I can think of right now that need to be better. And when I say Tyler Smith, it's not because he had a bad season. I'm saying that so that he can reach the stratosphere of the elite left tackles like we saw Trent Williams. On the other side. Can he get there? Can you get that?
I've been talking about Trent for a while, man. And man, hey, the guy's good.
Here's the thing about Trent Williams I still want to know. How did Washington screw that up?
You know that. You just answered. No. Hear yourself.
How? I mean, yes, sir. How?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Kirk Cousins thing I can get a little bit. They weren't sure. A couple people like him, you know, but this?
Yeah.
You used to hide, was he number 4 overall? I mean, the guy lived up to the billing. How do you mess that up? Like, how's somebody, hey, man, and how do we make this right? You know, let's make this. You need to be here. But anyway, so when I look at this team, about 4, because I keep, you know, the Facebook people keep hitting me up. And I say, Jerry has to be more realistic about his talent. That's something that's been said for a long time, that they overvalue their talent. I remember when Jerry talked, we wanted to make the offense Romo-friendly. And, you know, they wanted to go throw it out there because he was, like, trying to, you know, think of Romo like Peyton Manning.
Right.
And they were throwing too much. And what was Tony's best season? It was when DeMarco Murray was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. They had a great run balance. You know, Romo throwing the ball 40 times a game trying to be Peyton Manning wasn't it. And this wasn't a slam on Tony at all. Tony was an undrafted free agent who became a Pro Bowl player, had a heck of a career. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason why Manning was, you know, a first-round pick. There's a reason why Aaron Rodgers is a first-round pick. Dak is a player that, in my mind, they're still doing that same thing they did with Romo. Especially because we paid you, we are thinking you are this elite quarterback who's going to go out here and make Valdez-Scantling look good. Aaron Rodgers could do that because he's Aaron Rodgers. Crazy arm talent. And Patrick Mahomes is, you know, they just broke the mold with a Patrick Mahomes. And this is not a slam on Dak at all. It's not. Ain't many dudes like that. I mean, Mahomes is arguably put up a Hall of Fame resume right now. You know, dudes can play 15 years and never do the things Mahomes has done. And we already know where Rodgers is. So with that said, get some players around the guy. The whole thing, and Clarence Hill talked about it on the media mash on DallasCowboys.com, he's like, and the whole thought process of CD and the maybes at wide receiver was flawed. And they got away with it, but against the number one team in the National Football League, you saw it on display. You got away with it against Tampa, a team that had a losing record. But against the number one defense in the league, you needed somebody else. CD did his part, man. 10 catches. But then after that, Gallup, 0 catches. T.Y. Hilton, 1 catch. Noah Brown, 2. And I told somebody the other day, I don't blame Noah Brown. Not his fault. Management said, go here. That's where they have to get better to help for. And for anybody else who wants to debate me on this, I go back to when Peyton Manning went to Denver. You know what they did? Brought in reinforcements. Already had Demaryius Thomas there. They went out there, brought in Wes Welker. You had an Eric Decker. They had the big tight end, Thomas. I mean, they kept giving the guy weapons. And when he was in Indianapolis, Bill Polian kept using draft pick after draft pick to build that offense. I mean, they used a number one pick on Reggie Wayne. They already had Marvin Harrison. Then they used a number one pick on tight end Dallas Clark. Then later on, they used a number one pick on Anthony Gonzalez. They used a number one pick on running back Joseph Addai. After they used a number one pick on Edgerrin James, they went and got Addai. Then after Addai, they went use a number one pick on that kid out of UConn, Donald, what's his name? I mean, they just kept putting talent and more talent around Peyton Manning. They need to do that with 4. And for the people who want to sit up here and say, well, you're paying him $40 million. He needs to make up with these guys. We going to sit around here and say this, or are we going to sit up here just prove that the guy needs some help around him? Brock Purdy, when I watched this game, this is where Kyle Shanahan, in my opinion, was really good. He didn't ask Brock Purdy to win the game. He asked the playmakers to win the game. George Kittle, go win the game. He going to make a crazy catch. And you, Deebo Samuel, run CMC. He asked those guys. And that's not a slam on Dak Prescott. Most quarterbacks in this game need some help.
But, Nui, where does that philosophy come from, that you can get away with less talent? Who did that? You know, New England. New England was the team that showed you that you could go out there and win it with Wes Welker and a few guys. You know, all you needed was Tom Brady.
Move guys from receiver to cornerback, cornerback to receiver.
Come on, that's the philosophy that fooled everybody into thinking that they could do that, not looking at the fact that, hey, dog, you kind of got to have a defense around this too. You know? Well, come on in.
He said, coming on in.
Yeah, you know, this is
out there later.
Yeah.
Come on in, church. Don't linger.
But that's the philosophy. I think in this being a copycat league, they thought that we don't have to get superstars at wide receiver. We don't need necessarily a running back that's of the Corey Dillon, even though they did have a Corey Dillon.
Your Corey Dillon, boy. They brought him in there. Ooh, it was a whole other level.
But you saw the next level that they ascended to once they bought in that kind of talent. But they never had that. Those Super Bowl teams never had a guy that you went to and go, oh, that is a stud playmaker. These were just little keys and tools for Tom Brady to be the man that we know that he is. But we never give any credit to the defenses that he had on the other side. I mean, look, what you're talking about, I think everybody's echoed that about Dak, needing more than just CeeDee Lamb, needing more than just Tony Pollard. And when you count against the cap so much, how the hell do you bring those guys in? How do you get that kind of talent around him?
I'll be straight up with you. Now, last season, they had Amari Cooper. They had Tony Pollard. They had CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
They had Dalton Schultz. They had Ezekiel Elliott. They had guys, right, to be able to make that same type of noise when you're looking at even teams like Jacksonville, who got Zay Jones and Christian Kirk and Travis Etienne. You got talent around the guy. And then you still didn't get it done. So, to your point, I don't understand how you think you're going to lose a guy like Amari Cooper and replace him with a James Washington, who we all sat in here and agreed we weren't sure what the heck was going on with that, and say we're going to be better on offense.
I'm asking this, and I'm not being sarcastic because I don't know the answer to this. Was Amari Cooper hurt last year when we played against San Francisco? Was he ailing from something? Was he coming off of an injury?
That's not my knowledge.
No. Mm-mm. Okay.
That's my knowledge.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
And look, I understand the people who talk, well, he vanished here, he couldn't always count on him, yada, yada, yada. But I was still of the opinion, especially with Gallup getting the ACL, I'll keep Cooper before I keep Gallup. To me, Gallup was a guy who was really good in those, you know, as a third guy and even as a second guy at times. But to pay him that kind of money and the production you got, and then you see what Cooper did this year.
I'm about to say, because is Jacoby Brissett better than – well, I guess I don't want y'all to get myself in trouble. But, I mean, Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback in Cleveland for most of the year.
Right.
Yeah. And Amari Cooper was on a lot of NFL highlight reels this season of a guy who you say, man, what happened when he was here?
They were all saying, wow, we can't believe they let that guy go. They were saying that in Cleveland all the time. So I think they messed up there. And then the whole thing was, which they did a couple of years ago when they got rid of Dez. You're going to sit up here and sell us on some hopes, and you're wrong. And you think they'd have learned from that. Yeah. But those are the things that go in there. And we ain't even talked about your boy Jalen Tolbert. You know, third round pick, he got all
top 100
pick. Well, I mean, you know, it's like recruiting thing. Well, we got a 5-star wide receiver. we see nothing. I mean, did he get 5-star? Did he get 5 jerseys up this year? Did he get 5? I don't even know. But it's that kind of stuff from a management standpoint. And I talked about that when I did my live shots over on Channel 5 for Big Game Sunday. Like, they have failed, and this is where we have to start to look at management to get better at understanding their talent and not overvaluing them as much, Church.
So what are we saying? Dak doesn't have enough help?
So Nui posed the question of who do we think needs to get better going into next season? Tyler Smith, I said I'd like to see Michael Gallup get better because he'll be more healthy next season. If Zeke's on the roster, I believe he needs to play better. He needs to be more explosive than he was. Of course, we all know Dak. And then I went to the defensive like, hey, them dudes.
He took everybody on defense.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
everybody got better on the defense.
No. I said, what more can you ask Micah Parsons to do? You can't say nothing about D-Law because his impact showed. What you going to do, ask Trayvon Diggs to catch 11 interceptions?
Yeah.
Like, your stars on that side of the ball, they played well. They did their thing.
Yeah.
On offense, the guys I like to see play better are the guys that I listed, especially four, because, I mean, we all know the type of.
There's two in my mind. One you already named, Michael Gallup. I mean, I feel like he needs to step it up. And usually people do after, you know, that first year coming back from the ACL, they trying to get themselves figured out. And then the year after that, they kind of get back to themselves. So hopefully he can get to that. Because a 1-2 combo, I mean, it works unbelievable in the National Football League. We see it in Cincinnati. You got Boyd and Chase. When one guy's lacking, the other guy's stepping up. So definitely Michael Gallup and the other guy for me got to be Tyler Biadasz, the center out there. I mean, I think he's done a great job of communicating throughout the offensive line and making sure they're playing as a unit. But when you look at it, where did the pressure come, you know, for the most part of the season? It came from the gut. You know, when we're going against those high-profile defensive tackles, the Vita Veas of the world, the Eric Armsteads with the 49ers, time and time again, they were getting pressure up front. Right. I mean, if we look at it, they were busting through that offensive line, especially on rundown. So, to me, you know, he's still a young player. He can develop a little bit, but I got to see more out of the kid.
I got one question. We talk about, look at the teams that are left in the Final Four. Okay? Mm-hmm. Look at the weapons that they have at receiver.
So look
at the quarterbacks as well, though. You talk about Joe Burrow, you talking about Pat Mahomes, you talking about guys of the upper echelon who have more talent at wide receiver, yeah, and they are going further than us in the playoffs.
I don't know about Kansas City, though.
No.
I don't know, I'm just saying, Mahomes is that guy, we don't have that, so since you don't, you do what Philly did. Philly did, hey, you know, because Philly comes in here, we don't know about Jalen Hurts, and then there was the talk of, well, you got all these draft picks, and so if Jalen Hurts doesn't do it, you can use a top five pick, you know, to get a quarterback. But Howie Rose from the general man, hey, AJ, bro, you gotta go pay AJ Brown, we'll take him. And then you had moved up, I mean, you drafted Devontae Smith over Michael Parsons, you were so sold on. So they kept, hey, how can we keep throwing talent to help the quarterback?
Or get Dak Travis
wasn't
Kelce.
This a top, wasn't this a
don't
top
forget
10
Travis
offense?
Kelce over yeah, there.
No, was this a top 10 offense, though, for the year?
Yeah. Numbers-wise,
so statistically.
Yeah.
But, so okay.
It can't be that void of talent.
All right.
I mean, we scored 26 in the fourth quarter. I think we had a defense that put us in position to score a lot of points. Yeah. A lot of times.
If your play caller got the job with the Carolina Panthers, Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, is up for that job, would you be sad? Like the way you're about to be sad if Dan Quinn leaves?
No, but
you would be a little sad.
If Kellen Moore left?
Yeah.
You know? I ain't gonna be devastated.
You
know?
would you be sad? Or would you be
the
like,
answer is no. Okay.
I wouldn't be devastated.
When you bring that up about, hey, what statistic number? He's like, okay. You know, do you not? Okay, if Doug Nussmeier was calling the plays or Brian Schottenheimer was calling the plays, you know what? I feel that they could get some of the same type of.
But to me, it's not about the guy that's calling the plays, it's the guy that's executing them. I mean, that's what it comes down to, right?
Man, Shanahan be calling. Heck, I don't play.
And the guys, they execute them on the field, right?
They do, but the pressure that they on, I don't know, man. Like I said, when defenses come in and say they know what we're running, that's on the play call.
We watching DBs run these routes.
Yeah, man, that's like.
I get it, but the week before we were talking about the guy being a boy genius.
Against the losing team.
They were. I'll give them that. Okay.
But that is Kellen's problem, though. How many times throughout the season do we go, oh, yeah, that's it, and then in the text message, we like, go kill him again with that.
But is that here we go Kellen again, or is it? Where's the blame going?
Let's take a break because we talk about improvement here. Where does he need to improve as a play caller for you next season? Let's talk about Kellen Moore with Barry Church halfway here. We got Hutton Harrison.
Put something in the tip jar right now. I'm going to put something in there.
Tom Coughlin's going to do more in the tip jar. Danny McCrae, New East Coast Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos right here on DallasCowboys.com Radio.
Yeah, for you.
With Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Just steps away from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco, visit the Star District, your destination for excellent dining, premier shopping, and exciting events. Visit thestardistrict.com for more information.
Thank you, Heckman Harrison. You are in the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos, our last show of the week, friends, because we are going to...
It's off season.
Yeah, man. So we'll be breaking it down to one show a week. I think we may go Monday at 10
or Tuesday. Tuesday is 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, you said no?
What did you say? I'm just letting him know.
Tuesday. Okay. You got outvoted.
I thought 10 a.m.
This man got a.
You ain't get the email.
Got an immunity idol?
Y'all ain't get the email.
You didn't get the text?
I got a text yesterday.
Oh, so y'all ain't get that. I wasn't involved in that.
Yeah, you was.
I wasn't involved in it. Nope.
Oh, my God.
That's a Barry Church.
They got the wrong number because I didn't get that one.
All right, here we go. We back on Players Lounge.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Follow us on our Twitter page at Players Lounge, and we'll let you
know. Let you know if Barry said he's making it Monday.
Barry may be on the new show.
Free agency started. Right?
Yeah. Barry, you're on Mick Shot.
Yeah.
I'm not going down that
one. Nah, hey, that Tuesday at 11.
The new Jesse Holly. Huh?
That's what Sean is.
Hey, you ain't right, man. You...
I'm looking at this email. I'm about to read your email out in the air.
Barry Church, former Cowboys.
Knew you evil as hell.
You heard those slights he was throwing to them. Danny McCray.
I hope they listening to
him.
I knew he was right.
I hope they listening.
Hey, man. Jesse knows. It's always fun. I love my Tar Heel, Jesse Holly. I love it. I was in San Francisco. I was just thinking about, hey, remember that time that Jesse caught that pass to Tony Romo? By the way, that was at Candlestick Park. It was not there at Santa Clara. So whenever I'm in the Bay, man, I think about my boy, Jesse Holly, man. Tar Heel pride.
Not laughing at you today.
So, Kellen Moore.
Yes.
Up for the job with the Carolina Panthers. It's funny how he's getting an interview with Eric Bieniemy. I think it's, the fifth AFC championship game? And the Panthers elected not to talk to him, but so Kellen Moore could get a job. Could get a job. Guys, I think he's a good coordinator, but there are just too many times I'm scratching my head about what I see out there. That's me. But right now, looking at Kellen Moore's odds for the Carolina Panthers job, he's 25-1, tied with Dan Quinn. And then Shane Steichen is 2-1, Steve Wilks 5-2, Sean Payton 4-1, Mike Kafka 6-1, D'Amico Ryans 10-1, Frank Reich is 10-1, Jim Caldwell 20-1.
Mike Kafka, man, he went up the boards quick. Man. He came out with me.
When you fit the profile.
He came out with us. He was a man.
You don't fit the profile. So it is what it is. So
it is what it is.
So fellas.
Oh, you want to know?
He's something else.
Yeah, you man. He's something else.
Listen, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Big Mike first got here, I said the person I would like to see calling the plays is Mike McCarthy. I have not wavered from that, and I will continue to be that way. I want to know. I want to know, okay? When Big Mike first got here, where was he at the previous year?
He's in the lab.
He's in the lab,
Breaking
him down. And we sipping the Kool-Aid. Okay, so maybe Big Mike was in the lab. I want to see what he learned in the lab, all right? Because I don't want it to be ever again, hey, man, Big Mike – it ain't on Big Mike, okay? It's on Kellen. We don't know what's being called, who's saying run it, who's saying pass it. Nah, man, you a Super Bowl winning coach with play calling history. I want to see you call the plays. Bring you an OC in that's going to help you. It reverses, right? You was helping Kellen. Let somebody help you figure out, blah, 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 blah. But on that day, I want to see him right here with the thing, call the play. I want to see him McVay in it, call the plays. I want to see him do it. That's what I want to see. There ain't no shot at Kellen Moore. We already know how I feel about him. I thought he ran the ball more this season, so I did appreciate it. I feel like we did play to our defense more this season. We just couldn't find a way not to turn the ball over. So shout out to Kellen Moore for that. But would I like to see Big Mike McCarthy call the plays? Absolutely.
That is not what Jerry Jones is going to allow Mike McCarthy to do. Let's just keep it real. Kellen came with the house.
The wish list, bro.
Came with the house.
He came with the house.
The wish list.
He was, wish list.
The wish list.
That's what you had to say to get the job.
That's
It's when Wade Phillips got the job. Oh, there's your offensive coordinator. Oh, yeah, you good? We already hired Jason. You good?
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it is. And Barry already said it. He's like boy genius. He was that. He was the dude that everybody was pointing to be the next, all right? The one thing that really kind of it throws you off about Kellen is the numbers don't go with the optics. The numbers tell you the number one scoring offense in the league. When you watch a Cowboys game, you ask yourself, where's the balance? You know, why are they so quick to throw away the run? Or why are they running it so damn much when these passing plays are open? And a lot of it to me, I go back to what you just said. It's the guy at the helm. It's Dak. What is not registering with Dak? Because to me, in the playoffs, it just seems to be a system, timing, all of that never seemed to materialize throughout this season. If you just go back to week one in that Tampa Bay game, they looked out of sorts. And you said to yourself, oh, it's because he didn't have a preseason. He didn't have enough time to mend with these guys. But then throughout, him and CD did not get this thing rolling until almost to the end, when you start to see CeeDee Lamb start to materialize those big plays, those touchdowns and all of that. But all of these things resurface again in the playoffs. Turnovers, lack of consistency, or just any kind of continuity within your offensive line. The balance of running the ball, we said it, man, Friday, we got to run this ball at least 30 times. We had San Francisco. I don't care. There wasn't at any point, to the fourth quarter, that you said, we are not in this game anymore. But we have completely abandoned the run, and so probably because of Tony Pollard, and you recognize that, I don't know, I'm sure they all licking their chops when they see number 21 back there because they, no, man, he doesn't have any explosiveness anymore. But our offense at times in this season looked dead in the water. So we give Kellen Moore his kudos. We tell him how great he is. We look at the numbers and say, hey, that's worth getting an interview or at least getting a head coaching job. But then when you sit and you watch it, you ask yourself, you know, how's this thing functioning? How is it, number one? How is it? You know, you feel like you're fooling yourself on him and his numbers.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it to me, we talk about it all the time. You know, what was it, the time, consistency, and proof, whatever it is.
Gives you trust.
We've been saying that about Kellen at points in this season. You know, everybody was like, man, you know, hey, he stuck to the ground game. They had a balanced look over here. And it simply came down to all those games where it was either tight or they took the L. It came down to turning the football over. And the man had the helm.
That's right.
I mean, that's all it came down to.
Yeah, true.
So we can sit here and point, you know, fingers and say, hey, we got to get this play calling better. We got to get more help around him. But if you look at it when it mattered most, what bit this team in the butt was turnovers. And it was like that the entire season long. Just like last year when penalties was biting this team in the butt all year and they reared their ugly head in the playoffs. It happens. So to me, it's not about the play calling and all that. It's about the guy at the helm throwing these interceptions.
Because I got to say this. Like, even in San Francisco game, you know, Kellen Moore drew up the play that had T.Y. Hilton streaking down the hash. That's his play. He called that play. Dak missed it.
That's
CD Lamb, he's got three steps on the guy. Dak just threw the ball behind
Michael
him.
Gallup. Michael, the post.
It's behind him. You know,
I gotta agree with Kurt Warner on that play with T.Y. Hilton. He said that would be dang near impossible by the way that it was, the blitz was ran and how they would have had to switch the line to get for Dak to see that, to change the height and all that stuff. So I'm going with Kurt Warner on that one. But y'all are correct. That CD Lamb pass should have been a dang on touchdown. That Michael Gallup pass should have been a touchdown. I'm okay with that. But I'll go back through our text chain and see how many times we said, hold on, how many times we threw the ball on the first in that drive? How many times we did this? Why we didn't run in here? Why we didn't do that? Well, what is Kellen calling in this play? Like, it is not always, 80% of the time in this season, at some point in the game, we were like, come on, bro. Why are we doing that? Why we lined up in fourth down again with Zeke at fullback again and getting stuffed on fourth down?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
That's true,
and don't forget the last play of the game. Don't forget the last play of the 2020. Hey, man.
How can you?
Don't forget it.
No, how can you?
That's a Boise State play, bro.
Go Broncos. What? Go Broncos.
What are we doing, bro?
They said it was
Hey, I'm going to kill him with this one. I'm just telling you. This is the one we pulled out. That's the one we pulled out. It's a secret sheet. Remember Waterboy? Man had the notebook.
Let's say I would kill him with this one.
Come on, bro.
Wait till they see me at the party in this shirt. I would kill him with this one right here, dog.
Hey, man, your quarterback ain't responded to you at this point. No. Like, the man behind the helm, you ain't getting rid of him?
No.
He not respond. The man threw a league-leading number of interceptions this year. Was it 17?
Yeah.
It was up there.
It missed five games.
You're not responding, bro. Well, so what do they usually do? They say, all right, we ain't doing nothing with the quarterback, so.
Next guy got to go, yeah.
When we come back.
League-leading. Lounge.
It's yes-no time. I'm going to run through the unrestricted free agents. Yes, they come back. No, they do not. Mm. It's simple. This is going to be that simple. It's yes, it's no.
It ain't that simple.
With Barry Church, for our purposes, it will be. For Barry Church, Heckman Harrison, Danny McCray, I'm Nui Scruggs. This is Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Get the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate Cowboy fan. Join Dallas Cowboys United, presented by Globe Life. Starting at just $20, join now and get your fan pack. Exclusive benefits and more. Visit DallasCowboys.com/United for details and to join today.
Thank you, Heckman Harrison.
Yes,
Players
sir.
Lounge brought to you by Tostitos, Barry Church, mm-hmm. Heckman Harrison, Danny McCray. I am Nui Scruggs. All right, it's yes-no time. Cowboy, unrestricted free agents. We'll start with you, Church. Work our way around the table.
I'm putting you on the spot. All right, what's
Anthony
going on?
Barr, gotcha, linebacker.
Nah, it's a wrap. It's a
no.
Nah. Wait, can I preface this by saying this? My opinions are coming from Dan Quinn ain't going to be here. Okay. So these are Dan Quinn.
So Dan Quinn was here.
Why you gotta be like that?
If Dan
it's just
Quinn
yes
was
and
here.
No, man. If Dan Quinn was here, some of these guys might be a yes. Some of them. He wouldn't be a yes. Some of these guys, I'm assuming, are going to be.
So yours going to be yes and no, contingent on Dan Quinn being.
I'm assuming he's not going to be here. So that's how I'm answering my question.
They say he's not going to be here.
Got another interview with the Cardinals. Dan Quinn not going to
be hedging all the time.
No, I'm saying I'm assuming he ain't going to be here. All right? Fairness, he stayed for us last year. Okay, my bad. Go ahead. He's trying to play me.
Cornerback Anthony Brown.
I'm gonna say yes. I'll be back.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay. Nah.
Noah Brown, wide receiver.
Nah, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. No, no special teams. Yeah. Not that type of impact player. Sorry.
All right. On defense, Dante Fowler.
Nah, he's a little too wild. A little too wild.
I'm going to go no there also.
That's a no.
Luke Gifford, linebacker.
Yes. Special teams ace.
I'm going to go no there as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Barry. The more you can do.
Yep.
Special teams ace, C.J. Goodwin.
Got to bring him back, right?
Yeah, that's a yes.
That's a definite.
Up the middle, defensive tackle, Jonathan Hankins.
What year will it be for Hankins? Like, eight, nine? Nah, that's a no for me. That's a no.
Can I go D-Mac on this one? Yes, if Dan wins. Yes, if Dan Quinn here, yeah, keep him. Hey, he come with the house.
He come with the house. I'm keeping Hankins.
You gave it.
Yeah, on a very minimum type deal. Yes, I keep him.
All right.
Wide receiver T. Y. Hilton.
Yeah, if you can get him on a low deal, yeah.
Yes,
Odell Beckham.
Yes or no on T. Y. Hilton?
Can't keep them both. Odell.
No,
kicker Brett Maher.
No.
No. 86. He out of here.
Deuces. See you later. Bye.
It's a wrap.
Come on, dog.
Offensive lineman Connor McGovern.
Ah, man. Yeah. Got to have depth along that offensive line. Yeah.
Yes, I'm keeping Connor.
I'm keeping him. Oh, yes, you need depth because we don't know what we got.
Long snapper Jake McQuaid.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm keeping him.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They made that mistake one time already, so yeah. let's go ahead and keep that.
Well, I mean, he did get hurt, and they brought in the other dude, but
Overton? Was that
name? That's where I'm going next. Oh. Matt Overton.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Overton. I don't need two of them.
Nah.
Offensive tackle, 40-plus, Jason Peters.
Nah, thank you, Peter.
Nah, man, that's it. I'm going to wrap that up. Nah, we good. Thank you, though. That his mentorship, it was great.
One-day contract. So you retire. You want to retire Cowboy because he talked all that mess about the Eagles.
He did. They're going to be like, man, nah, I'll play.
Running back Tony Pollard, who had surgery today on that broken fibula.
Whatever you got to do to bring him back. Whatever.
That's a yes from Barry Church.
Oh. Man, I don't know what that leg's going to look like, man. Yes, I'm going to keep Tony Pollard. All right.
I'm going to keep him fair at a fair cost. Not whatever you got to do. Because we reset it with Zeke, didn't we? I don't know.
Before that injury, I was all in. Now hey.
10-piece too much? 10-piece?
10 a year? How much Zeke got a year?
16.
Well, I mean, ten's what the franchise tag is.
That's fair price.
Yeah, there you go, 10.
That's fair price.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Quarterback Cooper Rush.
Nah, you got to draft somebody.
I give us free. He out of here. No,
I'm keeping him.
Young Rush.
The man is a winner. It's hard to win.
Cooper Rush.
It's hard.
Somebody going to give him more money. Somebody want him.
I'm just saying, if you can keep, I'm just saying it's hard to win. So people would back
up. Be like Mike Flynn out here in a minute.
Chase Daniels.
Tight end Dalton Schultz.
For real.
That's tough. I'm going to have to lean towards no, only because I think he's going to want a high dollar, and I wouldn't do that. Nah.
Yeah, he's going to be in Carolina next year, man. So, no.
Okay.
I'm going with Kellen if I'm in.
Can I say price aside?
Price aside.
Yes, I would keep Dalton Schultz. He was definitely a bright spot on your squad this year, and he's Dak's favorite target.
Linebacker Leighton Van Der Esch.
Damn.
Glad you're going first.
Yes, because you got to have somebody to mentor them, those young linebackers in there. So I'm saying yes.
I'm going to say yes. I wouldn't have thought that I would be saying this last year this time, but he definitely proved his worth in this defense. So he should have been one of those guys if Dan Quinn stayed, and I said that. But anyway.
No, I'm going to say yes anyways. I think the worries that we had about his health are pretty much gone. He missed one game, had a stinger. I didn't think he was going to be doing this, so yeah.
Defensive tackle Carlos Watkins.
You know, he performed well, especially in the playoffs. So, more depth. Got to have, you know. So
I got love for Carlos. I thought he did some good things, so I can say keep 91.
I'm going to say keep him, man. We've been looking for guys on the D-line. I seen Hankins and Carlos Watkins. If that's what you're starting off with and going to draft some guys, then yeah.
And the last unrestricted free agent, Donovan Wilson.
Yeah, I think you got to keep the enforcer. I mean, the way he comes down and thumps Cat, I mean, it's you got to keep the enforcer.
It's gonna be it's gonna have to be at the right price for me. I mean, it's he does all that enforcer stuff that you're talking about. I love it. We needed that hard hitting ability, but y'all know he a liability in the passing game.
Yeah,
you know that. So it's got to be at the right price.
Yeah, right price. But I'm keeping him just like I said. He's an enforcer on your defense, and that does pay dividends in today's game for you being able to do it and not get penalized and kicked out the game.
He go with Dan Quinn.
And two restricted free agents. I expect them to get contracts with Rico Dowdle, the running back, and Terrence Steele, the
You got to bring Steele back. Yeah, you got to bring Steele.
There you go, right there.
Tyron Smith back?
No,
because you said left tackle for Tyron Smith.
Y'all know he bringing.
If Terrence Steele is back,
y'all know he coming.
And
back.
And Tyron Smith is back. That puts my man at left guard. Is Tyron Smith back?
He gonna leave when he wants.
Who's gonna be a left guard?
Tyler.
Tyler's going to left guard.
If Terrence Steele is back at right tackle. Tyron Smith ain't playing guard. Tyron Smith ain't playing guard. So where's he go? Left tackle? That puts Tyler Smith and Zach Martin at our guard position.
Let's just say this, man. Tyler Smith would be back out of left tackle in no time.
You sound like me. You don't want to answer. Come on, man. I asked you.
Oh, you asking me?
I asked you, bro. I look right at you. I asked you. Is Tyron Smith back next season?
Yes, he's back.
Playing starting left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
What's he playing?
He'll be at right tackle because I'm looking at the time injury for Terrence Steele to get back. Mm-hmm. I think that would be, especially for the first game.
Who's his backup then? Because he missed the whole season.
Josh Ball.
So what do you do?
Well, okay.
Tyron missed the whole season. Now, Terrence Steele might not be ready for the whole season.
So you've got obviously Tyron Smith, and then Matt Wolesko was a guy they liked. And shoulder kept popping out.
That's right, yeah.
Surgery.
Mm-hmm. You almost forgot about it.
So I think, let's go is probably higher on your list for Josh Ball. And Josh Ball may just be, hey, we tried. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
So he's going into his third year. I mean, there's a couple guys going into third year where they're going to have to see something. And Parcells and Tom Landry say, we got to see something by year three.
I think so much different now with offensive line talent, man, because they just don't come a dime a dozen like other positions. So I see that's why teams are reluctant to cut offensive linemen. You got to be pretty bad to get cut.
Josh Ball.
he was pretty bad.
Kelvin Joseph. These are guys, it's year three. We need to see something here. And if we're not seeing something, then yeah, it's probably going to – you probably may find yourself out of work. Speaking of Anthony Brown, who I saw during the playoffs, they had him around there. I think Deron Bland may make him expendable from the standpoint that you say, all right, can we go back in the draft and find another Deron Bland at a lower cost versus Anthony Brown?
Plus Jordan Lewis will be back.
Right, mm-hmm. Paying the money and – I just see Anthony Brown because of the injury being a guy that they let go to say, hey, we've got Lewis coming back, we've got Deron Bland, and then we'll hope Kelvin Joseph can improve and also just look in the draft for a younger player.
Yeah. Now, and I think you're excited about Deron Bland. He's not one of those. Yeah, I mean, just by the way that he played, yes, he made some mistakes, made some rookie mistakes. I'm sure Church, you can speak to that. But his upside is pretty high, and I didn't think that Brown's absence would be so sorely missed. But man, once we started dealing with number one, with Kelvin Joseph, and just trying to find somebody to fit into that role, it just turned into an event that I don't think anybody thought it'd be this hard to replace him.
I don't know about y'all three, man. Y'all, just based off what y'all said, our receiving core next year is T.Y. Hilton, Michael Gallup, and C.D. Lamb.
Don't forget Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah, don't forget Jalen Tolbert.
That's where we at? So we just talked about the Eagles. We just talked about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Are we trading somebody? Hey, somebody getting up out of here.
We keep it T.Y. Hilton. We know Michael Gallup going to be here. CD is our
did
number
we keep
one.
T.Y. Hilton?
Yeah, we did. Both of y'all keep T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, we did.
That's the based off what happened
but
this
year. But I wasn't sure about
Gallup.
You're
too Gallup. That ain't going to be
I wasn't
that's
sure
our receiving core.
I hope him.
Okay. All right.
Is there a new receivers coach next year?
Man. We didn't need receivers.
Like I said, is there a new receiver coach?
Didn't we just replace our receiver coach?
You got a lot out of Noah Brown, especially at the beginning of the year. You got a lot out of the guy. CeeDee Lamb came on as a young guy, had the year that we hoped he would have.
Mm-hmm.
But your receiver core next year, T.Y. Hilton, Michael Gallup, Courtney Yaw, and CeeDee Lamb. So shout out to y'all.
We listen to people.
I don't agree.
We've got a long way to go before the draft. But we listen to people.
But we listen to people.
At pick 26.
Turpin.
Oh, God. Should be getting more action. Turp should be. Yeah. I saw the kid play at TC. This is a guy who definitely should be in the passing game more. But at pick 26, Ohio State wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's from here,
mm-hmm.
DFW native. Hamstring injuries hurt him this year, but go back and just turn on that Rose Bowl tape.
He was cold.
Turn on that tape he had against Michigan. This guy is good. I know the Cowboys have had issues in terms of taking hurt dudes.
He's the hurt dude that you take.
But at 20, if he is healthy, he's not 20. He's not 26.
Mm-mm. My hamstrings a little iffy though, man.
You never know.
Miles Austin knows.
Yeah.
He know when you get them hamstrings. I had them. I know myself. What's Once up? I pulled one, I was done. They never felt the same.
You guys checked that one in?
Nah, it's buried them be golfing and stuff. I don't know.
Hey, you in a group chat too?
Yeah, I only got the number saved. That was jersey.
That sounds like a no. Hug a brother. That's all I'm saying.
He did something. You act like he's sick or something. Yeah. Man, went to the might casino.
Pray for him.
Might be.
Come to the altar. Go to altar call for him.
Right. Johnny Manziel. Man, gonna go to Vegas with a. That got to do with me. I pray for him, man. You better live right. Damn. You know you ain't supposed to be out there. I got the memo the other day, bro. On your club, do not gamble. All right, don't gamble. That's what it say.
What?
You got any questions?
Well, you a cold man.
Do not gamble.
Come on, man. Did we not just see what happened to Calvin Ridley?
And that's the Players Lounge today with the clean living Danny McCray.
Hey, boy, don't get in no trouble.
Boys be in the same group chat.
I knew he's Scruggs. Thank you, Tostitos, for being a sponsor this year. That's the show right here on Dallas
Church Cowboys. In the group chat ain't checked on us.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!